This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Besides his opposition to human cloning, Bernie Sanders has never voted for a pro-life measure. Having run as an independent in neighboring Vermont, Sanders has won the New Hampshire primary. The socialist running as a Democrat says the decision for abortion must rest only with those who would be inconvenienced if the child were to live, or with those who could stand to profit. It's a position that is a slippery slope for human rights even beyond the abortion issue. Donald Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich were the top two GOP finishers in New Hampshire. Next up is South Carolina. The Elliott Institute trumpets hard stats that say about half of all abortions are coerced, and half of those by criminal violence. The allegations in a New York court offer how the right to choose is too often simply a male's right to violently coerce a female. The assailant could face up to 25 years in prison. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Another 40 Days for Life is with us. For what it does to business, abortion clinics dread people simply praying outside. Their website is 40daysforlife.com. For more on that story or for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, visit lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.